everybody, welcome back to the Never Not Thinking podcast. If you're new here, hi, my name is Kimberly, and today is the final day of 2025, which is crazy. I feel like 2025 has flown by. Literally, it went so fast. We had like January, February, and then it was just all kind of a blur. And now it's the final day. It's the final day of 2025. It is crazy, but I guess we'll be heading into 2026, which I am really excited about because I feel like a new year is always a fresh start, even though it's just a date. Like, I realize it's just a date, but it feels like a fresh start. It feels like new beginnings. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk a little bit about my good intentions for 2026 and also reflect a little bit on 2025. And I thought I'd take you guys along with it. So get a fun drink and get cozy and let's talk about it. So first, let's talk about 2025, because I feel like 2025, even though it went by super, super fast, in my opinion, it was also a year where I traveled a lot, which was really, really fun. And that's definitely something I want to do more often, as in I want to travel to a lot of places every year, because I just find that it makes me really happy. So I started traveling this year in January when Dylan took me on a birthday trip to Copenhagen, which was really cool. It was also really, really cold. If you're ever planning to visit Copenhagen, please do not go in January. You will be freezing your ass off, literally. We did have a great time though. Copenhagen is such an iconic city. It is so stylish and everything's about design. People are really, really nice. And I would definitely visit again. So we did that in January. Then we went to, I think the next trip was to Luxembourg, because we went hiking there for a weekend. So it was just like a little weekend trip. We stayed in like a little lodge. It was really cute. The trip after that was me going to Valencia in Spain with my mom. So that was kind of fun. That's something that I've never really done before since being in a relationship with my boyfriend. I was a little bit anxious though, because it was the first time I would be flying without him. And we kind of have this rule that we don't want to fly without each other, because we kind of both have like a little fear of flying. I mean, Dylan has a big fear of flying, but for me, it's just, you know, I just don't really like it. I prefer like traveling by car, but obviously there are some places that you can't get by car, or it's just way faster when you go by plane. He was really anxious as well, but of course everything went well. Had a great trip with my mom. I think we went there for 5 days, just like a little midweek. And then the next trip we did was the road trip through the UK and Scotland, which ended miserably. For the people that missed out, we went on a road trip to go hiking in the Highlands of Scotland. And then we did like a road trip throughout the UK to eventually end up in the Highlands. When we got near the Highlands and we made our final stop before going into the Highlands, there was this big storm and we had to go home. And it was just like a big disaster. But the cities we did see were pretty nice. We went to Brighton, which is kind of like a coastal town. It was really cute, really colorful. And then we went to Manchester. Then we went to Edinburgh, which was so pretty, so gorgeous. Had the time of my life there. And finally, we went to Glasgow. And then we went home. So that was kind of a bummer. But everything was all right when we got to go to Boston and New York. It was so fun. I think New York is the coolest place I've ever been. It's definitely a core memory for me. Yeah, that was a whole year of traveling and I loved it. Something else that I loved about 2025 is me picking up the podcast again. I started the podcast in 2024 because I put it on my vision board for 2024. And then I started the podcast. I loved doing it. And then I kind of got in a creative rut. And I quit for about, I'd say, half a year to a year. And then I picked it back up again this year, which I'm really, really proud of. I just really, really love it. It's a creative outlet for me. It's a way for me to express myself. And I just love connecting with you guys and seeing how the channel and the podcast grows. I am definitely planning on being more consistent in the next year, because that's something I've been struggling with a lot. And not just with the podcast, with content, with just habits in my personal life. So that's definitely something that I want to work on in 2026, which kind of brings me to my good intentions I set for 2026, which I know there's a lot of mixed opinions about good intentions. I know that a lot of people don't really stick to them. I personally also don't have a 100% success rate, but I feel like setting an intention is always good because it kind of gives you something to work towards. And I kind of feel the same way about making vision boards. Every year at the end of the year, I look back on the vision board I made that year in January, and it just makes me so happy to see that I achieved some of the goals that are on there. So for example, it's a tiny little thing, but I put going to Denmark on my vision board for this year, and I can cross it off, and that feels really, really good. And it's also, I think, a way of like fantasizing and manifesting things you want for the new year. So yeah, I think setting intentions and making a vision board are a great way to start the year. And so I did it again this year. So the first thing I put on my list of good intentions for the new year is going to the doctor when I have to, instead of postponing it out of fear. And this is something that I've been doing for most of my life. I personally hate going to the doctors. It kind of freaks me out. I just hate the whole process of making an appointment, talking to the assistant on the other side of the line and discussing like really private things on the phone, then having to come in, talk about those private things again to a total stranger. For example, I am in pain. I would rather just sit it out and not go to the doctors than having to go through all of that. I feel like it's something I want to change in the new year. I have just seen cases around me of people that don't go to the doctors when they're like experiencing pain or discomfort, and eventually it gets much worse. I have to go to the doctors and talk about whatever uncomfortable thing I'm dealing with. Like for example, the other day, I feel like it was 2 weeks ago maybe, I hurt my back and I couldn't really sit up or do anything for a couple of days. It was terrible. I felt like a grandma. I just refused to go to the doctors. I was like, you know what? It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. I'm just gonna sit it out. And it did go away, which doesn't really help me seeing the importance of going to the doctors. But I feel like in those cases, maybe not for everything, but a lot of the time I should definitely go to the doctors. And so that's something that I want to put on my list of good intentions for 2026. Another thing that I put on my list is showing up for myself when it comes to career opportunities, networking, making content, and making my dreams come true. I realized this year that I might be self-sabotaging myself a lot of the time when it comes to career opportunities. I am afraid to get out of my comfort zone, and this has been a pattern in my life, where I would rather be comfortable than choosing something that's maybe a little bit uncomfortable but is gonna take me places. And I feel like it's been holding me back for way too long now. I need to get out there. I need to be uncomfortable. There's so many beautiful things that I could create, that I could do when I just step out of my comfort zone. And even though it's really easily said, I know it's gonna be a struggle for me, because it's something that I've been struggling a lot with in my life. And I feel like it comes from the fact that having ADHD, I have always experienced a lot of uncomfortable situations. Being out and about and socializing is already super uncomfortable for me a lot of the times, because I get super overwhelmed. And that contributes to the fact that I want to be comfortable as much as I can when I don't have to socialize, when I don't have to achieve something. But it is definitely holding me back. It's been holding me back in my career. It's been holding me back in just my creative outlets such as TikTok or this podcast. And I just feel like a lot of the time I choose comfortability over, you know, going for it. I don't know what I was going to say. I kind of lost my train of thought there, but I just feel like I haven't really been doing the most, and I definitely should, because I feel like if I did, I would be able to achieve a lot of things that I want to achieve, and I am just holding myself back. So no more in 2026. I am going to work on that. I also put the following thing on my list. Cleaning up after myself every day instead of doing a weekly reset that takes a lot of time and energy. I don't think a lot of people know this about me, but I am kind of a messy, messy girl. I do clean a lot, so it's never filthy or dirty in my house, but I just have this habit of just using something and then dropping it wherever I use it and not picking up after myself. That's something I want to work on, because it is biting me in the ass. Every week has one day where I'll just be cleaning the entire house, and it sucks. It is such a waste of time. It is such a waste of energy. I hate doing it. I mean, it is satisfying at the end, but then I'm like, where did all the time go? Literally, I've been cleaning all day And then, yeah, my house is clean again, but it's gonna take 2 days, 3 days tops to get messy again. And every time I clean, I will tell myself, I am not gonna mess it up this time. I am gonna pick up after myself. And then every time it still happens, it still gets messy. Of course, we live together, my boyfriend and I. He's also not the best when it comes to cleaning up after himself. So I feel like we kind of don't inspire each other to do it. It is something we have to work on, both of us, actually. I mean, this video is not about Dylan, but we both have to do it in order to have our house look clean every day. Something I've been working on in 2025, actually, that's also on my 2026 list because I want to continue doing it, is buying more timeless stuff instead of trendy stuff, items, clothing, interior design, you name it. It is not the vibe for me. I feel like every time I buy something that's like trendy, I get sick of it so fast. Every time I buy something timeless, I just love it for years to come. And not only that, but it is so bad for the environment to buy a lot of stuff and then, you know, toss it. I never bring anything to the dump though. I always donate, I sell it, whatever. But still, I feel like it is so not necessary to buy a lot of new stuff every season. So this past year, I've definitely been really mindful about consuming. And especially when it comes to clothing, I feel like pieces like this are super timeless. I'm just gonna get way more use out of them. And also, it's so much easier to style my my wardrobe because everything kind of fits together. When you get like a set amount of colors and you just play around with textures a little bit, that's something I've been really loving. I just really want to take that mindfulness into 2026. Another thing that has to do a little bit with mindfulness and is on my list is consuming less short-form content and watching more long-form content. So I'm talking about movies, I'm talking about shows, I'm talking about YouTube even, but also books, podcasts. I would really recommend this one. I've heard it's really, really good. It's just way better for your attention span, but also it is easier for me to click off a video when it's long form versus when it's short form. TikTok, Instagram reels are super, super addictive. You just keep scrolling to see what the next new thing is. And I feel like I experienced that a lot less with long form content. So I've definitely been trying to watch more YouTube videos, and I've also been trying to not only watch YouTube videos from creators that I love and know, but also just click on random videos and discover new channels, new subjects. I've been really loving that. Like literally last night, I watched a video about the coldest place on earth. It's in Yakutia. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but it's near Russia. And it was a really interesting video about how the people in Yakutia live. I feel like if I didn't click on that video, I would have never known it. So, you know, do with that what you will. But for me, it's going to be long form. I love long form. I do love short form too. I myself make TikTok videos once in a while. If you don't follow me there, go follow me. Link is in the description. So when I got back from New York, I also posted a little tiny video from like a little diary from my trip to New York. And I realized that I love vlogging and I love making long-form content. Hey, who knows? I feel like I might want to get into vlogging again, might want to get into making long-form videos again. If you're not watching this on YouTube right now and you're listening on maybe Apple Podcasts or you're watching on Spotify, go to my YouTube and subscribe, because hopefully in the future I will be making more content there. For now, you can just watch the podcast, which is also really fun because it's an easy platform to connect with you guys. I kind of grew up with YouTube, so it just has a place in my heart. The last few months, I've been really trying to focus on doing more silly self-care things, like putting on a sheet mask, painting my nails, doing my makeup even when I am not home. Wait, what? When I am not leaving the house, so when I'm home. And that's also something that I put on my list. It says here, more silly self-care things like doing my nails, putting on a sheet mask, getting a massage just because it feels good. I never ever get a massage where I live. I feel like that's such a thing that I only do when I'm on vacation. It is not something that I do often. I feel like there's a lot of people that get a massage maybe every month, every 2 months, and it is something that I want to get into because massages are so, so relaxing. For me personally, I hold a lot of my stress in my body. So for example, in my glutes, but also in my legs, and in my upper back. And massages are just a great way to get rid of that stress, that build up stress that your body holds onto. I just need to free more time for doing a little self-care, things like that. Something else that I'm proud of, that I want to take with me into the new year, is that I have read so many books this year. And maybe you read a lot more books than me and you're like, that's not a lot of books. But for me, it is. For the people that don't know, I started reading again this year. And ever since the new year started, I've read 9 books, which is about a book a month. Well, sort of. I'm also keeping a reading journal, which is really fun. I bought that when I was in Glasgow, I think. They had this really cute paper supply store and they had these reading journals and I picked one up. I have been loving keeping track of the books I read, and you can fill in all these little cute questions like, how did this book make you feel? What was your favorite character? What is a quote from the book that you've loved? And it's really fun to read through it and see all the books that I've read and what I thought about them, because a book that I read like a year ago, I'm obviously not going to remember all the details from it. I also just feel like it contributed to me not spending as much time on social media, especially at night when I'm in bed. I had this bad habit of, well, I still do sometimes. I'm not a saint, okay? I'm not a saint. But I had this bad habit, or have this bad habit, that sometimes I'll just scroll for like 2 hours before going to sleep. And it literally messes with my brain. I get weird dreams. I sleep really lightly, so I wake up tired the next morning. So I feel like reading has been a great way to replace that and set a good habit for myself before going to sleep. So I feel like those are the main good intentions that I set for myself for the upcoming year. 2025 has been a weird year for me, and I've been seeing on social media that it has been for a lot of people. I don't know if that's just a coincidence that I'm seeing that because of my algorithm. Like I said, I love creating. I love making the podcast. I love making videos, and I just haven't really pushed myself enough to do that this last year. So I don't know. I feel like 2026 is going to bring me a lot of good things. It's going to bring me a sense of achievement if I work hard enough towards my goals. And I am really in a place right now where I am super aware of the fact that I'm getting older and I only have right now to do what I want to do. Not saying that if you are 30 or 40 or 50, you're too old to achieve your dreams, but I could be working on them right now and I'm just not as much as I would like to. So I am turning 25 in January. It's gonna be my year. I don't know, I have a feeling. I have been doing really, really great already for 2026. Like I said, I made a good intentions list. I made a vision board, and I also made a finance tracker, which has been really, really good, because I definitely want to keep track of my finances a little bit better next year. Yeah, I kind of set the tone for the new year for myself. I'm really curious to hear about what you did in preparation for the new year. Maybe you're just like, you know what? We'll see. Let me know how you experienced 2025. Has it been a good year for you? Has it been kind of crazy? Please let me know. I would love to hear it. And I also just want to take a quick moment to thank you guys for supporting the channel, supporting the podcast this past year. I know I could have done a little bit more, but I am working on it. I just want to thank you guys for commenting on the podcast, sharing the podcast, and just listening in general. And I'm just really excited for all that 2026 has to bring. So without further ado, I hope you have a great New Year's Eve. I hope you have the best 2026. And I guess I'll see you in the new year, which is a really, really bad joke. I know. I'll see you in the next podcast episode. I love you. Thank you for watching or listening. I will talk to you soon. Bye.